What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach Nisi, and you are tuning in to another episode of New Mind, New Body, New You, a fitness transformation podcast where we encourage you to take accountability for where you are and your goals, your health, your wellness, and in how you're living on a day to day. Yeah. And so I'm really hoping that you are doing well. I am excited to be back and to have something on my mind. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that Coach just don't put out episodes. I know many of you are wanting them, but I like to make sure that I'm coming with enough information and value to bring you each and every time, right? To each and every one of my listeners so that you can relate to it some kind of way. So for me, I don't have a time frame, even though you might be waiting, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you value. Not just a bunch of fluff. And this morning, or whenever you're tuning in to this episode, I want to really dig into, the judgment of people and how hard it's becoming on others. I used to say words don't matter. Words don't hurt. Go ahead and eat dirt. What is that little childhood saying? I know, correct me right over there, right? I know I'm wrong, but I've heard it a time or two. And I think the whole premise behind that is to say you can easily get over it, get out here, look over it. But in reality, words do hurt. Words hurt. Since I've been bodybuilding, if you've been listening, I started bodybuilding in 21 of December. I got really, really small, and I took a lot of backlash from people. Girl, you tiny. You look sick. You look like this. You look like that. And I said, okay. I had to look at myself in the mirror, be like, okay, I am a little smaller than normal. All right, so let me pick some weight up. And my coach at the time was like, no, we really don't need to get any bigger. But I really didn't listen. I wanted to kind of gain my weight back so that people would stop talking about me. Little comments like that. Secondly, my next show, I realized how hard it was to get that weight off of me again. It was very hard because I pretty much kind of just went into eating mode because of what everybody else was saying. Then the third show, I started to get it and understand I got to block out the noise because I don't want to keep taking myself through these extremes. Bodybuilding can get extreme if you're not careful. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, it can easily get very taxing on the mind and the body if you are constantly altering it and not monitoring, where you are. So I was like, okay, I started to get the hang of it. And, in 4 through 7, until I got my pro card, it was pretty easy because I didn't really care what anybody else had to say. But that's just me. I'm noticing that when people decide to give their judgment, everybody's entitled to their opinion. However, we never really understand the effect of our words on people, how they feel, and where they are in this world. Not everybody is as confident as me. Not everybody is as focused as me. Not everybody has the discipline as me. So I can't expect everybody to just get through it and get over it. And I'm not asking you to do the same either. But what I'm asking you to do as you listen is to understand that words do matter. People's feelings are on the line and people are taking drastic measures for themselves. Some people will eat themselves into oblivion because of what you said. Some people will go and drink themselves into oblivion because of what you said. Some people will starve themselves to an oblivion, to it's unhealthy. And you might say, well, you know what? They just need to get over it. I'm entitled to my opinion. I can feel the way I want to feel. But the truth of the matter is, keep it to yourself. If you are not close with that person to say, hey, sis, or hey, bro, we might need to get some of that weight off you, and I love you. Let's do this thing together. Keep the opinion to yourself. I know we have to have tough skin. I get it. I understand and respect everybody's opinion, regardless if we like it or not. That's what makes this world so creative is because we do have our own opinions. But genuinely, There are people who are doing going to extreme measures because of words that you've said to hurt them and to impede your own opinions on them. You're listening, what they do with their life is not your concern. If they're not coming to you and asking you for your help, why are you giving your opinion? And it's no one specifically, but I've just realized on how harsh people have become, and it sucks. You know, even as a coach, I'm not hard on my clients. I say, listen, I make them take accountability and onus of where they are. If they didn't follow the meal plan, don't tell me that the program didn't work. If they, you know, did not exercise all week and they decided to eat whatever, I say, okay, well, tell me what went wrong. Well, I didn't work out and I didn't do this. Okay, great. Now, how are we going to fix it? I don't, I just simply do not, you know, put the pressure down on them and say, you're fat, you're going to fail. You know, you got this problem and that problem. No, I forced them to solve those issues and encourage them to seek additional help if needed, right? On their confidence, their self-esteem. And those are things that we continue to uplift each other because we're in a world of struggle. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the gas prices and the grocery prices. Some of us are working overtime. Some of us had to pick up 3, 4, 5 jobs. Some of us are not getting promoted. Some of us don't have a job. This world is going to force us to do things that we just don't want to do. And we're uncomfortable. And it seems like every time we get in a low as a country in itself, people get meaner. People get more rude. They get more harsh. And it's just not fair. I'm human. Yes, I may complain. Yes, I may have my own faults, but I don't need you to validate them for me. And I know some of you are like, well, they're just weak. They just need to, you know, not worry about what I say because I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I get it. I respect it. Right? I do. But my God, you know, picking on somebody, recording people in the gym, you know, hassling someone because of what they wear. Let people be people. If they're comfortable, let them be, right? Now, I'm not a fan of weight loss products. I'm gonna say that. Diet pills, surgeries, I'm not a fan. But I will not bash someone for the decision they made. I won't. I'm not a fan of living unhealthily. You know, yeah, I like my little spurt, my little meals every now and then, my little french fries. But I'm not going to bash somebody who chooses to eat. They have to see the error in their ways. That's not for me to judge. That's not for me to put my mouth on and let them know and say, hey, you need to fix that or you're going to die. I'm not going to do that because I'm sure they know that. Most people, you know, out here, I'm going to say this. Most people are dealing with some things. That's just the truth of the matter. Some things that we don't know about behind closed doors. They might use alcohol to wash it away. They might use food to rinse it away. They might be trying to get every surgery to validate their lives to a relationship or someone just to love them or just to see them. We don't know. We got to uplift each other right now because that's all we got. We have to hold, you know, be accountable for each other. If you don't want my help, I don't have a say. So it is what it is. I'm going to back away and I'm going to move on. You know, I tell my clients all the time, when you come to me, I'm going to give you all of me. We're going to work together. We're going to push through this and we're going to go there. I'm not going to bash you. I'm not going to put you down for where you are or the mistakes that you've made in your life. That's for you to own and understand as we work through this process together. I'm going to uplift you. I'm going to encourage you. Those are things that we do as coaches. We uplift them. We don't pick, we don't probe, we don't hurt them even further than whatever they've experienced in their life. I don't know what happens when my clients leave me. For all I know, they can go home to an abusive marriage. They may not have nothing in their house, but I'm gonna fill them up with empowerment. And it's not false because they can get out of it if they push themselves to do it. They can move on if they put the foot forth effort. And I'm going to empower them and employ them to do just that. And you know, for me, you know, as a coach, once again, I refuse to watch or be around people. I have cut off a really good friend of mine, used to be anyway, because all I saw her do was troll people and comment negative stuff on a young lady's page, and I couldn't take it no more. I'm not in the business of putting people down. I got enough of that in my years of being bullied and talked about, used, hurt. I done been through that. Many people didn't even know what was going on behind closed doors in my world. Days I went without food, days I went without sleeping, you know, crying my eyes out, literally for almost 365 days of the year. Many people don't know that until they read my book. Many people didn't know that until they started listening to this podcast. And that's 16, 17 years ago. But if you didn't know me, I wasn't going to complain to you. I don't want any false help. I don't want your sympathy. I don't want your negativity. If I have to get through it alone, I will. But I had my family and a therapist that said we're going to live and we're going to have something to live for. And a coach that believed in me, a business coach. So I'm just going to say this. You might think that laughing at people is healthy. You might think that picking on people is healthy. You know, now if it's a skit, they're laughing and joking, I get it. I'm not that sensitive. I understand comedians do their job. I love them all the way from, you know, Richard Pryor, all the way down, you know, to Kevin Hart. I love them. I love them all. Like, I understand, you know, a joke is a joke. And if we can laugh and empower at the same time. But when you're malicious with your intent and you're trying to clown someone and you're not doing anything for yourself, you need to check yourself. Some people really need to look in the mirror and see what they went through, and you can't repeat the same instances. Whatever happened to rebuilding our communities together? Knowing that wherever you go, you're always going to have somebody or find someone that has your back. We don't have that anymore. Every time you go out in the streets, you got to watch your back with everybody and everything. And it's unfortunate. Kindness. And one of my clients uses the word empathy, very heavy. I may not know what you're going through, but I can empathize. I can see through it from both sides and where it's coming from. And how about we work together to fix it? Whatever happened to that? Everything's it's just horrendous to me. And for once, I'm lost for words. I've lost a lot of friends in my life, and it was reason simply because they didn't know what was going on in my life. They chose not to ask, but they chose to bombard me with theirs. And when I realized what that made me feel like, I walked away. Some of the closest people in my world, I would rather leave than to deal with this. And some people by words, maybe yours, maybe somebody you know, may have even thought about taking their own life. So words hurt. And I know we're in a world of judgment. Everything we do is scrutinized. I get it. But along with the things that we can control is what we say. And how can we make this world a better place? Simply by loving each other and uplifting each other. I may not know you. I may not care for what you do, what you represent. But one thing that I will not do, if I don't like it, I'm going to move on. I do not have to subscribe to your craziness, right? I don't. But that gives me no right to insult you to no end. I'm going to move on and change what I can. And empower those that I can. Encourage those that I can. Lift up those who want to be uplifted by my words. If you don't want it, that's fine by me. But there's a billion of people in this world that could use it right now. And just to say, we're going to take this step together, even if we're going in different directions, just to know you got somebody that's saying, keep going. Love on each other, y'all. And you, even if you're an introvert, you don't like people, love on the people that are around you. Uplift them every chance you get, because you never know what happens when you cut off the phone, how they feel, what they're going through. Some will speak and some will not. Don't suffer in silence. That's another conversation for another day. But whatever happened, to simply minding your own business and kindness. People will change when they're ready. And sometimes, yeah, it may be too late. But that's not for us to determine. You all have a great day. And I really look forward to hearing your comments. Look forward to hearing from you. You can send me an email if you like. I would love to hear your thoughts on this conversation. I love you. Be empowered. Be employed. Not only just for yourself, but for others too. Let's do better, y'all. Have a good day.